Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, mediumship and spirituality with a Boston attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, there's a blessing. Hello. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not because something really weird happened, and my phone call got cut off from Skype. So I don't know if anyone can hear me or not. I haven't been on the air for quite some time, and I was hoping that I could try to catch back up again and start the show up again. And excuse me. As soon as I started the show, also the garbage truck came by, so that was awesome too. But, you know, it is what it is. It's life in the making. Well, welcome to the show. I hope you're listening because you've listened in the past and you're excited to jump back in this with me and learn some more about spirit, learn a little bit more about yourself and about the ways that you can connect and get guidance in your everyday life. So today I decided to pull a card just to kind of give myself a launch pad for the show. And this is from the Lakota Sweat Lodge cards. It's a really interesting deck. There's not that many cards in it, but I do connect with Native American energy, and I thought it would be kind of an interesting way to explore that energy through the cards. So I picked, the card is called the Mole Regeneration. Of course, it has like a Native American, or it's actually the Sioux language for what the mole is, but I know I will murder the pronunciation of it, so I'm not going to. But here's what the mole has to say. I am the guardian of the earth. I live beneath the surface of the earth in close communion with the mother. All movements of the earth I know, the earthquakes and volcanoes, the storms and the gentle rains, the scattering of seeds. I know the roots within the soil and the plants upon which your foot falls. I cannot see and therefore cannot prejudice, but I glean all through the intimacy of touch, the smell, and taste. I know the secrets of healing, both physical and mental, and these gifts I offer you who are your mother's children. At the time of your spirit's flight, I will allow your body to re-enter her great one, to nourish her who gave you life. Very interesting, beautiful, and very timely. Regeneration. A lot of us have been wondering just what exactly is going on lately. I don't know what cycle, you know, this would be for me. I was hoping that I was going to be out of the weird cycle that I was in when I moved back here, but I feel like I've not completely been able to pull out of it. So what I'm going to do, you know, from here is try to really connect more with myself, because part of the message of Mole is to let your light shine, to become one with who you are, and to understand the ebb and flow. The book that comes with this deck, actually, the card meaning, it says, this is a point at which to examine your life, detach your interests from the ways of the past, recreate yourself. You're the guardian of yourself. Come up above the ground into the light. Live in the present by incorporating your knowledge and vision of past and future. So basically, this is a card that tells us it's time for us to come into the light and to let go of things that, you know, things didn't work. You know, things don't always work the way we think they do. In the past, a lot of things worked that are not going to work anymore. That just don't work anymore. I don't know what it is. It's just the cycle that we're in. It's the way that we're connecting. I'm not exactly sure what else I can say about it, but this is a time of transition for a lot of us, and we need to kind of let go of the old patterns that we've kept. There's a lot of things that I'm sure have happened in your life that you feel like repeat themselves. Maybe relationships, you seem to always be in the same relationship. How does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep ending up in relationships where they just seem extremely difficult, or the person never does seem to understand me? And it's like there's obviously some little nugget of gold, a little nugget of truth there that you haven't figured out yet. And it wouldn't be repeating itself if it wasn't something that was important for you to see and learn from. So even though you may feel like you're getting beat over the head over and over again, it's really meant for to show you something. You know, it's not meant to kind of discard you or make you feel like, you know, you just can't move forward. The thing is, you can't move forward until you figure out what this pattern is trying to show you. So if the hallmark of spirit messages always has been repetition. If something continuously happens over and over again, if you see the same sign, if you feel the same way, there's something there that's trying to explain to you a very important goal or lesson that you're trying to figure out in your life. Dreams are also instrumental in this. I don't know if I talked about this before, but the infamous school dream. I always have this awesome school dream. I don't know how to, it's been there ever since I was young. And it's not necessarily, you know, I'm in class and I'm naked or something, or I'm taking a test that I didn't study for. A lot of the time what happens in my school dream is I'm working things out that are my life lessons here. And I'll just quickly share one of them with you. So over and over again, I'm having this dream, and I keep seeing myself in a school setting. And sometimes it's middle school, sometimes it's college. That part varies, and I think that depends on the level of the goal or the lesson that I'm working with. And it also, I think, depends on how far along I've come with it. So the last time I had this dream that was like just violently meaningful for me, like I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I finally figured this out, was when I was still in Texas. I was working on moving away and getting, you know, myself together so that I could leave to come back home. And my divorce was basically in the works. And I kept thinking to myself, I failed. I did this wrong. Something about this didn't work because I did something wrong. And what happened was I had this dream, and in the dream, here I was, and I was in college. And in college, I had a boyfriend named Tim who, man, you know, I don't even know how to explain the connection I had with him, but I didn't appreciate it at the time. And now, years later, I understand this person was one of the only people in the world who ever truly understood me. So in the dream, this is a significant person. He comes to me, and we're walking across the campus, and I said, hey, where are you going? And he said, oh, I'm going to go to that event because we don't pass the class. He didn't say which class it was. He's like, we don't pass the class unless we go to the event. But really, you don't have to sit through it. You really just have to get the paper. And as long as you get the paper, you pass the class. And so I went with him, and we went to this place, and we were driving around in his old Chevy Celebrity from the time that, you know, when we were in college together, which was kind of funny. I got the paper. But when I woke up, what I realized was in that dream was a message for me. As long as you get the paper, you pass the class. The paper was my divorce papers. The very thing that I thought meant that I failed meant that I passed the class. Something about this was supposed to have shown me that sometimes walking away from something or ending something that's not the right thing is the lesson. Life is not always an endurance trial. Sometimes the lesson is knowing when it's time to stop. And it's interesting because as I've, you know, come along in these last couple of years, in the last year or so, I've had, you know, relationship issues. Who doesn't? Especially after a divorce. I can tell you firsthand, I've never felt the level of emotional intensity that I have since my divorce has been over in a lot of ways. It does something to completely interrupt your patterns in your life and make you question everything. And right away, my instinct is flee. Nicole, get out of this. You have this. This can't happen to you again. You need to get out of here. You know, every single thing was like a panic situation whenever something was happening. And I didn't know what to do. It was like that run for cover feeling. When I checked in with my people, they told me, they said, Nicole, this time the lesson is to learn what's worth fighting for. And I thought, wow, that is not something I expected to hear. And I didn't really know how to process it, and I'm still working through that. So I guess my point, too, with sharing my own stories is always, like, just because you get a piece of guidance doesn't mean you know exactly what to do with it right away. So when you go for a reading, if you ever come for a reading with me over the phone, Skype, in person, if I do come through with something for you that your people are telling you, don't expect that it's going to hit you right away like a lightning bolt. It may. It very well may, but you may need time to process it and figure out what it is because, you know, I'm not sure about other people, how they work, medium, psychics, however you want to, you know, describe them. But for me, the level of vibration that is my place where I come from with the information that I get, the people that and the beings that are in that area, they're guide people, they're angels, they're also loved ones. But when it comes to life path stuff, this is my expertise. This is where the people come and try to help people get through their lessons here. It's a strange thing that I had to learn that, you know, I had to pass on these messages to people that were extremely vague to me. Sometimes they've been extremely vague to them. But over time, I've noticed I'll get an email or a call and things do pan out and these things are valid. It's not, you know, people tend to think that they can just come and sit down with someone, and it's very possible that you're going to get all your answers depending on who the person is that you're working with. But for me, the people that I work with, the beings that work through me are from a very high place, and they're from a place that wants us to evolve. And yes, there are people out there who say that we're really not here to learn anything and blah, 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 and position it however you like. I know from what I've seen, this is what it is. And I could sit here and have a belief and I can make it logical and I can back it up with evidence and blah, blah, blah. But I've noticed that in the past, whenever I've made a decision like that, that's come from my conscious mind and nowhere else, an experience will come along that completely shatters it. That's why I come from the place I come from. We don't know everything. We can only know what the limited senses we have in the physical body allow us to know. And the conscious mind has limitations. However, there are many other parts of us that can process, pick up, interpret, and put into practice all kinds of things that our conscious minds and our ego selves don't know. And that's why we come across as never being exactly settled on one thing or another. Because I know as soon as I make that decision, spirit is going to throw me something that's going to be completely contrary. And I'm not going to be able to hold on to that belief much longer. So having said that, hopefully that a little bit of what I said today is hitting you or making you think or giving you some perspective. I'm never here to tell you how to believe. I'm never here to tell you what your truth is. Whenever you talk with me or you come to me, you're always going to find out your own personal truth and how things are for you. I will never impose any of my beliefs on you. However, my experiences have taught me things that I will definitely pass on. So experience-wise, some very interesting things have happened over the last couple of months. These are definitely personal stories, but they're stories that I share because, first of all, I can't believe them half the time, and they're happening to me. And second, spirit really is there for you. Your loved ones and spirit really are there. They can't always come across to you because you're not always open to them. But if you're open, you can get a lot of connection points with them. So here's something that I'll share with you. I started working at this little shop on the Cape. I'm actually trying to relocate there. I'm not really sure if that's going to work out or not. I'm thinking maybe not. But as part of my exploration of that, I started working at this little shop on the Cape called Moonflower. And one day we had a little psychic fair. My cousin came and she brought her daughter. They came and got readings. Now, I did not have my cousin's daughter. She went to a different person because they wanted to be read at the same time, you know, simultaneously with different people. And she came out, and one of the very, very important things that she got from her reading was that her father, who was also my cousin, who passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease, I don't know how many years ago now, definitely more than three. And basically what happened is she was told that there were feathers, things that are white, especially white feathers, that if she saw them, that that was his way of reaching out to her. So I thought, wow, that's really interesting. That's something that a lot of people seem to get as a sign. But for me personally, I've never had that happen. And, of course, as soon as I thought that, things start happening. Of course, that's what happens. So, you know, I didn't really see my cousin very much. Definitely never – I don't really have plans to, like, regularly go out with them or anything like that. But it just so happened that one day I was on the Cape, and my cousin called and said, hey, I'm having this yard sale. Everything is set up, and my little cousin needed to go to soccer practice. Could I take her? She was in a bind. There wasn't anyone else around. And I thought, okay, sure, I can do that. Got in my car, went to go pick her up, chatting away. When we got to the school, now this is another weird thing. Like, I kept getting a strong sensation I really need to keep my windows open. And if anyone knows me, when I'm in my car, they're always closed regardless of temperature. Like, I just can't stand the wind blowing things around in my face, and that's why. So this time they were like, keep the windows open. So I kept the windows open. Right as we pulled up to the field where she was going to get her little soccer practice, a feather that I had found and collected and left in the car without remembering it was even in there flew out of the little area that I had tucked it into and fell into her lap. And she looked at it, and she was so excited. And I said, oh, yeah, the feather. And she kind of got, oh, I guess it's not really what I thought it was. And I said, no, if it fell in your lap, then it's for you. And this is one of the things that Spirit uses me for, sometimes without my knowledge, to deliver that message. It was something that was really precious. I mean, she's only 13 or 14 years old. Her father passed away when she was a little girl. This is something that is going to affect her for the rest of her life. And as she talks now, her interests now are she wants to actually become a funeral director. So these things that happen to you, these sort of little moments, these passings, these feelings of loss, when you have a person that departs this world, if it happens at a young age, it really can impact the rest of their life. I know that for a fact myself. So this is sort of like this little precious little gift that she got that day. And I left knowing full well that he did that. I was like, well, that's nice. Thank you. And here I was thinking I found this feather because it was going to do something else. Or I didn't know. I just knew I needed to pick it up and I needed to put it in my car. And the funny thing is, it's this little delicate feather, and I wanted to take it in every time. And I thought, no, I'll leave it in the car. You don't have too many things in your hands. There's other things happening or whatever thing I decided I didn't really need to bring it in the house for. And there it was. Another thing that kind of happened to me was I went to the beach, and it was like, you know, the beach, when I go to the Cape, is very soothing for me. It helps me to reconnect with myself, and it's a place that, you know, I go to when I need to be regenerated. So I got up, and I was like, okay, go to the beach, get my towel, get my chair, and I'm off. Well, I kept getting this sensation and this sort of like mental thought, get the paper, get the newspaper, get the newspaper. And I'm like, I don't read the newspaper. I don't know why I'm getting this. And I realized like it wasn't going to stop. So I stopped, got the newspaper. I actually got two newspapers. Stuck them in my bag. I thought maybe there'll be something in there about a job. I mean, who knows? I don't know what opportunity is in this newspaper, but I had to get it. So I go to the beach. And I go for a little swim. Now, this is the same beach that I had gone to my entire life. When my grandmother was still around and I was a little girl, we would go to this beach together. And she, you know, would go in the water with me and swim with me, and, you know, we'd bury each other's feet in the sand. And it was just this really, it holds a lot of memories and energy for me. So it's another reason why I enjoy going there to reconnect and sort of settle myself when things aren't quite right. So I went into the water, and I thought to myself, you know, I hate going in the water by myself because I want to stay out there for a while, and I wish I had company. So as I get out there, I feel like, you know, all of a sudden, like someone walked up behind me, and of course I look and no one's there. But I got that feeling like my grandmother was with me, and I thought, this is really incredible. Like, this is the kind of feeling that I expect to get when I read somebody else and I know someone's there. But here it was coming for me. You know, sometimes when you're a medium, you forget that they're there for you too, because you're so busy working with other people. And I thought, wow, this is really nice, and I don't feel alone, and I feel like things are good, and I can kind of settle down. Got back out of the water to my chair. You're going to freak out. I still can't believe this. I go down, I sit in my chair, and I open up the newspaper. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to look through this thing. I don't know why I have it. And as I open up the page, in huge letters with an exclamation point, I see, "Hello, Dolly." And I thought, you have got to be kidding me. When I was a little kid, my grandmother used to call me Dolly Dimple. That's what she used to call me. And sometimes she just called me Dolly. Where in the hell do you expect to see those words at just a moment like that, that specific, and think it's a coincidence? There's no way. That is not a coincidence. I've learned that when my grandmother throws little messages to me, she always does it in a way that she knows is going to surprise me. And she doesn't want me to know until the last second. Oh, look at, here it is. Look at this little thing that, you know, that you saw. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. Hello, Dolly. I took a picture of it. I couldn't believe it. I took a picture of it with my phone. You can see that the newspaper's wet and that there's sand in the background because I'm on the beach. And I'm sitting there thinking, when I'm in the worst funk, she somehow finds a way to get through to me. And it's not like I'm looking for it. Honestly, when I get into my own thing, it is like a downward spiral, and I can sink down and down and down, and nothing can pull me back up again. But this always does. Always does. Somehow, this always happens for me. And when I pull my own cards, you know, because we do read for ourselves, I just always seem to pull at the worst times, or when I think like things are just ready to break. I pick this card from the John Holland deck, and the card is Spiritual Strength. And it helps me to remember that every single time when I think things are just completely irreversible and hopeless, that those are the times when I need to pull on my spiritual strength the most, and that those are the things, the spiritual elements in my life are always the things that pull me back out. You know, spirit has a magic that nothing in this world can compare to. You know, the connections that we have with people that we've loved, the way that our guardians in spirit watch over us. And they're not there to live our lives. They're not there to, you know, stop you from making mistakes. And I think that's a misconception when you say, oh, so-and-so is watching over you. Like, you can never possibly make a mistake. And that's not it. But what they're doing is they're giving you those little whispers. They're planting thoughts in your mind that you think are yours, but they're really not. They're making little things happen that you don't realize come from there, but that influence you. And that's kind of how they work. You know, it's their energy can permeate all kinds of things here. It's not quite the same as having them here, but their energy is still alive, and it's still with us. And it does come in forms that you don't expect. A lot of times, I'll have a question in my mind. I don't tell anyone. I mean, talk to myself, God knows, but I don't tell anyone. As I'm walking around or I'm going through my day of shopping or whatever, someone will literally give me the answer to my question. I'm telling you in a ridiculous way that I'm always in disbelief. Spirit has to prove itself to me on a daily basis. you know, I might have a question like, should I continue to, you know, see this person? And the next thing I know, I'll walk into a mall or, you know, I'll go get some gas, full service, and the person that's the service person will walk up and out of the clear blue will mention something about a relationship or, you know, sometimes things seem really bad, but I learned from my wife or something like that, that this is the way things are. And this strange philosophical stream of love and just connectedness comes out of this person. You have to know we're all being utilized by spirit to deliver messages all the time, even if we're not even conscious of it. I don't know why that thought popped into my head. I don't know why I felt compelled to share it. But I do know that this is how spirit works. And big thing about my show and the big thing about the work that I do is not about, you know, the celebrity of sharing spirit messages, kind of like, you know, the TV shows that are out now. Yes, they're great. Yes, they help people understand about, you know, mediumship. But the real business of what I do is really about helping people understand that we're together. We're always together, and that people, they have energy with them all the time, and they can reach out to it, and it will respond back. And I think that the belief that people that you love are still there is what you need in order to compel you to share your, you know, your spirit with people, because spirit never dies. It's kind of hard to explain. I just know that I don't really have any specific solid dogma that I follow. I have beliefs, but I'm always open to new information because, as I said at the beginning of the show, as soon as I decide on something, something else comes that completely tears it down and shows me that there's another possibility that I hadn't considered. And that's why I try to stay open most of the time. Staying open sort of, it's a double-edged sword, but I try to stay open. And I don't know that people need to believe what I believe in order to be uplifted by the things that come through or the messages that I share. It's just another piece of information to help you navigate your own life. What has significance to me as a human being, generally speaking, somewhere has significance to other people too. We're not all the same, but we are in a way. And we have similar experiences, we have similar emotions. Even if things don't come together in exactly the same way, there is a common thread that runs through all of us. You know, we're all looking for the same thing. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be recognized. Everyone wants to know they're not alone. And no matter what we do in our lives here, those very basic elements of our soul can't help but come through. So I'm going to leave you with that thought today. Share a story with someone today if you feel like it's something that you need to do, even if it's personal. Listen to those little whispers that nudge you to do one thing or another without expectation. Just trust it, because once you start to set an expectation for it, it kind of destroys the process. But, you know, if you feel like, hey, I should go visit so-and-so today, follow that. Don't think about it too much. Don't put too much in the way. Just go do it, because you have no idea why that's being put into your mind, but there's definitely a reason for it. So I just leave you with that thought. I'm going to try really hard to keep the show up every week and come up with some interesting topics and stories for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. And as always, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Namaste. Have a great week, and I will join you again on Tuesday at the same time. Thank you guys so much.